Hallelujah. Now let's look at something in the scripture. Pick your Bibles and let's go to Acts chapter 2 and verse 12. Just a statement there that I want to pick as a text so that I can say something that will help answer a lot of those questions I've been receiving recently concerning so much anointing going on in the world in a dimension that has never been known since the return to Pentecost 1906. When God decided to restore back the gifts, the restoration of those gifts, you and I know that the level of anointing we are seeing these days in churches today is phenomenal. Has not been known like that before. Am I correct? Is increasing. The anointing now is everywhere like that. And people who are studying what is happening are getting confused. What is happening? Church, something is happening. And I believe this question, let's read it. Acts chapter 2. You know where I am reading? The story goes on the day of Pentecost and anointing nyafu nyafu everywhere. And everybody in Jerusalem, they began to ask some, begin to say it is this, some say this, some say this. And in verse 12, and they were all amazed. And we are in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. But, hallelujah, it is this statement that I want to pick my thoughts from, where he said, what meaneth this? What meaneth this? Praise the Lord. What is happening? What is happening? Hallelujah. And this thing about anointing, it started, our attention is called to it from the palace of Pharaoh, where anointing was displayed in a serious, you know, phenomenal level like that, if you allow me to use that grammar, that Moses was sent to Pharaoh. Hallelujah. And it was in the palace of Pharaoh. Amen. That we began to see unusual anointing taking place. Moses went with a sign. But there were, when he threw his own down, listen very well, when Moses displayed his own anointing, he turned a stick to a snake. He started by turning a stick to a snake, according to what God showed him. Then Pharaoh looked at him. The Bible says, Pharaoh also sent for his magicians. Sent for the sorcerers. And when they came, they did the same thing that Moses did. It was the same anointing. Hallelujah. And we didn't know their names until Apostle Paul told us the names of those two magicians that came and did the same thing that Moses did. Their names are Jannes and Jambres. Father, may you come and open somebody's eyes here today. Open my eyes that I may see. Oh, glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my head thou wonderful thing. Oh, thou shalt unclasp and set me free. Oh, silently now I wait for thee. Already, my God, I will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me. Spirit divine. May the Lord open our eyes tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. Be seated. It's good. Sometimes we take a look at the scriptures. There's nothing happening in Christendom today that is not in the Bible. And there's no Bible question without a Bible answer. There is no question you will ask about what is going on in Christianity today that you won't find the answer in the Bible. The only thing is for you to pray that God will be able to show you where it is. It will help us. Some of us are very, very worried. Very, very worried about what is happening. And what is disturbing us is not just the anointing, but what is to be achieved by that anointing that is going on today. I get very, 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 very worried. Maybe because me too, I am in the field of the gospel, preaching the gospel. And I know what is happening. The social media, internet now has made information so much readily available that you don't need to do too much of reading before you know what is happening. Every question, anything you want to know, anything you want to know is in the net. Anything you want to know, if you are ignorant in this age, you are willfully being ignorant. Too many things. Amen. If you want to learn how to do anything from your room, you will learn. Do you know that even from your room, you can get your doctorate degree? From your room, you can read and get doctorate degree. From your room. The same examination you go and write on with an invigilator. Now, a computer will invigilate you, be your invigilator. You write your exams in computer, and the computer will mark it for you, and you fail or you pass. That one, no expo, nothing. Computer will tell you as you finish, and before you drop your pen, you pass or you fail. Praise the Lord. Do you know that there are sites, even in the internet, that teach you how to commit suicide without pay? Do you know it's there? How to commit suicide. There are signs of how to kill somebody. There is nothing you are looking for. In fact, look, praise the Lord. Now, even from your room, you don't have to go and stand in the cold anymore to do prostitution. Just sit down in your room and in the internet, and then your customers will be contacting you. Prostitution. There's nothing you're looking for. So when it comes to information too about what is happening in the Church of Jesus Christ, just go there, you will see. And these days, especially, this thing is happening more in Africa. I don't know what is happening. It is more in Africa. This, you know, weird anointing. I didn't see it anywhere else. It is in Africa. East Africa in particular, South Africa, and West Africa. North Africa, they are still in confusion with their terrorism and Islam. But East Africa, West Africa, South Africa, that is where you see all different anointing. There's even a church that a man is so anointed until he has the ability, you know, to command his people to do whatever they want to do, including eating grass. Oh, what are you saying? Hey, you never see him? It's everywhere in the net. I'm not telling you what you don't know. They eat grass and they eat it joyfully under anointing. They remove one girl's attachment in the hair. And they say it is delicious. Eat. And they rush. They were rushing to eat the hair. Then another one, they will lie down there. He will march on top of them. He will stop and chop on you like that. And I heard him saying, I will never stop it. This is what God has commissioned me to do. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Another brother said they should naked themselves. Naked themselves and they are under anointing. And when he did that, now they are all under anointing, they are all rejoicing and they are dancing. Under anointing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the story of Jannes. Go to Exodus. Let's start with Exodus chapter 4. Just for those who don't read the Bible. They're only on Facebook. They know they read the Bible. Amen. Okay. The call of Moses. When God called Moses. Please listen carefully. It will help you. Some of you don't know why God brought you to this church. God brought you to save you. That's a very loaded language, isn't it? God brought you to save you. Amen. And salvation comes by Christ and Christ alone. Now listen. It is you knowing the truth that you know that will set you free. Chapter 4, verse 1. Let's just read from up to verse 8 or so. And Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me. God is sending him to his people to Egypt. Nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say the Lord has not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, what is that in thy hand? And he said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground. And it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thy hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it. And it became a rod in his hand. That they may believe. Oh, glory be to God. Are we following? Please, try and listen. This will help you understand the confusion that is going on. Listen very well. That they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has appeared unto thee. And the Lord said furthermore unto him, put now thy hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom. And when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. And he said, put thy hand into thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again and plucked it out of his bosom. And behold, it was torn again as his other hand. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. If they will not believe believe you. Believe what? Believe that I have sent you to save them, to deliver them. If they will not believe the message I have sent you to them, church, listen very well. Even if you have heard it before, listen again. The word of God doesn't expire. Hallelujah. It's always fresh. It's always fresh. So if you heard it before, it is still fresh. Amen. He sent Moses. Did he send Moses to go and turn his hand to lepers and turn his hand to normal again? Is that the message? Is that his ministry? To throw a stick down, carry it by the tail, carry the snake, and then he turned to stick again. Is that his ministry? Ministry of signs and wonders? No! Jesus Christ came, healing the sick, casting out devils, doing mighty miracles, signs and wonders. Was that his ministry? Is that the ministry of Jesus? The apostles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The anointing was so much upon them. They were going to the gate beautiful, to the temple at the gate beautiful. They saw a beggar there that was asking for alms. And then, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Silver and gold have I none. But see my ministry in the name of Jesus, rise and walk. Was that the ministry? Is that the ministry? Hallelujah. The anointing was so much upon them until they said that sick people, they will bring them, line them up on the street where they know the apostles were going to pass, just for their shadow. For their shadow. If their shadow can pass over the sick, and just shadow, all of them were receiving healing. Was that their ministry? You are not answering me. Apostle Paul will remove handkerchief. Give it your son, your whoever is sick. I cannot come. Take it to them. They will take that handkerchief and place it there. The person will receive healing. Was that his ministry? Therefore, he should come and start selling handkerchief. Am I saying something? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That was not the ministry. He said, if they will not believe, believe what? Believe the message you will tell them. They're in bondage. I am sending you Moses. Go and pull them out. But Moses knows the people. He said, they will not believe. Then God will say, okay. Remember, amen. The call of Moses, the call was not with stick. The call, there was a sign that he saw in the bush. Bush was burning, but the bush was not consuming. It attracted him. What am I seeing? What did they happen like this? And a voice came out, Moses, remove your shoe. The ground where you are standing is a holy ground. Because the presence of the Holy God was there. Now listen. Amen. And he called him and gave him a commission. I am sending you to Pharaoh to go and tell Pharaoh, let my people go and worship me. That is the calling. That is the message. Everyone that God calls till tomorrow is first a message. But the people will not believe. And so God now say, I will give you something that will cause them to believe. And that is when he gave them the sign. That is when he gave him the sign. What is the sign? The sign that will make them know that God is with him. That is a vindication. And no man should claim anything that God has sent you and you don't have a vindication that will show and show people listening to you that God has sent you. Everyone, human beings, naturally are stubborn. They will not believe. Amen. Don't go and say God call you to do anything. Anything God call you to do, he must give you a vindication. Something that will make the people believe you, to also make you talk confidently. Amen. But there is no gift, no vindication you have from God that we don't have a counterfeit of it. Satan has a counterfeit of it. Moses therefore went to the palace. Chapter 7. Chapter 7. Verse 8. And the Lord spake unto Moses. I'm reading Exodus chapter 7 from verse 8. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, when Pharaoh shall speak unto you, saying, show a miracle for you, then thou shalt say unto Aaron, take thy rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a serpent. And Moses and Aaron went in unto Pharaoh, and they did so as the Lord had commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh, and before his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers. Now the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantments. By what power? Amen. Did they also turn their own sticks to snakes? By enchantments. Otherwise presented these days as speaking in tongues. Have you tried by all means to listen? Out of curiosity, I have tried to listen to some of these big time popular deliverance prophets. Some of them. Watch. If you ever see them cast out those spirits in the name of Jesus, they will design you. The next thing you hear, ka. Who has ever had that? Now let me watch. What are they doing? I say, when I come from another country. You will hear them say something else. Try to listen. What are they saying? You hear ka. Some of them ka, another one, different ones. It is by the power of ka they are doing it. But my Bible tells me, hallelujah, this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devil. Which name be? Ka! Hallelujah. I want to expose the devil. Our eyes of understanding, he has opened up at last. And sweet victory is ours. Oh, we are chained down in the through jubilee.
We have responded.
And we have responded to our God.
Original life.
Hallelujah. Original Christianity. You connected to this ministry through the broadcast. You are not watching another church. You are watching a restoration ministry. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are restored to the apostolic faith. Satan has tried to mess it up. Hallelujah. False prophets are lying. God's truth they are denying. That Jesus the Christ is our God. Though this generation spawns God's revelation, we walk where the apostles have trod. Hallelujah! The day of redemption is here. Men's hearts are very popular. Be filled with the Spirit. Your life stream are clear.
Oh yes.
Look up your redemption. Verse 11. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers. Now the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantments. Verse 12. For they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. But something happened. Glory! Hallelujah! There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
In the blood
of the Lord.
There is power.
There is power.
Power.
Wonder-working power in the
presence of the Lamb.
Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. And this is not the first time. There was one time in Mount Carmel showdown. A Mount Carmel showdown. Hallelujah. There was another time they took the ark to the Philistines, to their god, Dagon. They came in the morning, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is
the Lord.
Every knee must bow.
Oh, yeah.
Every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is
the Lord.
Every knee must bow.
Oh, yeah.
Every tongue must confess
that Jesus
Christ
is the Lord.
Hallelujah! Jesus is the Lord.
Hallelujah!
Jesus is the Lord.
Hallelujah!
Jesus is the Lord.
Hallelujah!
Jesus is the Lord. The Lord. Hallelujah. Some of us claim we are Christians and you are afraid of witch. You say you are a Christian. Christian! You are afraid of occultic landlord. You say you came there instead of you to swallow up his own. He will swallow up your glory. You say you are a Christian. I'm a Christian for mouth. That is why I preach a message that I titled it The Toothless Bulldog. Christians, you big for nothing, no power. All the mouth you make empty noise. When the showdown comes, you go wrong. There are some of you here that cannot go to your village. Fear. Fear to even carry your money, give somebody the fear, make you not carry your money, go do something. Christian, and then you will stand. If God be for me, who can be against me? Parrot. It's just repeating what they wrote. So we are parrot, 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 parrot. Hallelujah. We are the Word made flesh today. This is what the scriptures say.
Oh, yeah.
And our names are seen with written and perfect without sin.
Yes,
we are anointed and inspired by the God.
Who's the original?
Oh, who's the original? Hallelujah, the original. Yes.
It's what I believe.
The Son of Man.
The Son of Man. Oh, it's written that the seven seals will be on the original life.
The original
seal.
Greater is he that is in me. Hallelujah. Amen. What happened? Which verse will they serve? Verse 12 again. The magicians, so they cast down every man his rod. And they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 3. We didn't know who those magicians were until Apostle Paul came again and gave us a prophecy. And this is the way he put it. Praise the Lord. Where he said, from verse 1, he said, "This know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affections, homosexuals, lesbians, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof." He said, from such, what should you do? Turn away. Then he said, "For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts." Verse 7. "Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." Then it took us back to Exodus. Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But see what happened in verse 9. "But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also, Jannes and Jambres also was." Just as Moses' snake, before all the people that they were doing their enchantment and doing their abracadabra, Moses' snake swallowed up the snakes of the magicians. Maybe I am the Moses, I don't know. But listen, church, praise the Lord. For the first time, the entire message has a 24-hour television station. Do you think God gave us that station for nothing? Very soon, truth will overtake all of them. I said truth will overtake all of them. And let it happen soon in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Matthew 24, verse 3, 4, and 5. Matthew 24, Listen, you know, very well. Matthew 23. It says, and as he sat listening, the popular scriptures, but let it become fresh again. Sometimes it's good to bring out food and warm it. Warm it. When you warm it, do you know that sometimes overnight food, when you warm it, is sweet past the original one? Eh? Who don't eat overnight food before? Thank you. You know. And especially that, the one we don't burn. That one we don't burn under. If you chop it, it's sweet. It's sweet. It's sweet. Well. Thank you. So let's warm this old food. And then enjoy it tonight. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, the disciples, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? The first answer, verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Take heed that no man deceive you. Verse 5. It says, for many, many shall future come in my name. Many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And shall deceive many. He said, many, hallelujah, shall come in my name and say what? I am Christ. Not many coming to say, I am Jesus Christ. So, Christ means anointed. That is, many will come in the name of Jesus saying they are anointed. First he said, take heed that no man deceives you. He said the time is going to come. Many, many, didn't say few, many shall come in his name. That is, they will set up churches. And say, oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we say, they are anointed. And please, amen. This scripture, I believe this is the age it is fulfilling. Go to verse 23. Let's read it up to verse 28. Verse 23. Hallelujah. Then, that future time, because he said many shall come. So he's saying then, in that time, then future, if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ. Oh, there. He said what? Believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders. He is so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Let me read that verse 24 again for emphasis. And if you cannot see it fulfilling in your own day now, I don't know when you are waiting to see that fulfilling again. For there shall arise false Christs. Not false Jesus Christ. So nobody will come now and say, look, I am Jesus Christ, and anybody will follow you. But they are coming with an anointing. There shall arise false, but he called it false. False Christ and false prophets. And shall show great signs and wonders. This wonder will be so much, in so much that if it were possible. Do you know why he said if it were possible? Because it is not possible. They shall deceive the very elect, because elect cannot be deceived. Oh, elect cannot be deceived. Because in every age, there is a standard that God has raised to counter that spirit. Oh, glory be to God. And there are the four beasts in Revelation chapter 4. For to take care of the seven church ages. And in this age, the Laodicean church age, it is the flying eagle. Oh, glory be to God. It is the flying eagle. That will make you see beyond what you are seeing, what is happening. And that anointing is only on the elect. It cannot deceive the elect. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's read on to verse 25. Hallelujah. 26, 27, 28. Hear what he says. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, you see, he has warned us. If they shall say unto you, behold, he is a worry. He is in a cotu. He is in a Bada expressway. He is at Ijesha. He is at Aba. Where is he again? He's at Ojodu. Hallelujah. He's in South Africa. He's in Zambia. He's in Tanzania. He's in Zimbabwe. He's in East Africa. He's in Ghana. He's in Cameroon. He is in the desert. He said, go not forth. Behold, he's in the secret chambers somewhere. He said, believe it not. See how God will move for the elect. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. I've explained that before. Let's move forward. And he added, everybody, shall we go? For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. And the church will say, because it is the eagle anointing. So from that statement, you know he's referring to this age. Because it is the eagle anointing, the standard that God is using. He was not talking about the days of Apostle Paul. He was not talking the days of Irenaeus. He was not talking the days of Columba, Martin, and the rest, all of them. He was referring to the time when he will use the eagle anointing. For that is the period of deception. And that is the period of the pale horse rider. It is the anointing of the Antichrist spirit coming with the anointing for deception, to deceive. And he counters it with the standard of the flying eagle. And we are the characteristic of an eagle lets you know how to identify the true bride, God's elect in this age. You look at the eagle and you know, learn so many things about what is expected of us. But more importantly is that the eagle eats only fresh meat. Fresh. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he flies the highest, and it is a heavenly bird. And because he goes very far, hallelujah, the farther he goes, the clearer his sight becomes. Amen. And he doesn't just see an animal because he's hungry and rushes there. When he sees something crawling, this could be meat, he doesn't rush at it. He will fly up first. Oh, glory be to God. He will go up first and go and contact heaven to understand what is happening. Hey, hey. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He will go and contact heaven. What is happening at Ijesha? What is happening in Wari? What is happening there? You will go to heaven first, far above principalities and powers, and look down clearly. Then he will understand. Once he discovers it is the truth, hallelujah, he will come with a speed. Hallelujah. And before you know what is happening, he grabbed the meat and whack it and whack 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 and whack. That's why they that wait upon the Lord, what will happen to them? Hallelujah. It's exactly like the eagle. But that is not what I'm saying. You go on your own and see what the eagle, the characteristic of an eagle, then you will know the characteristic of a true bride of Christ in this age. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. False anointing is what we have to watch out for in this age. Praise God. Remember, Apostle Paul himself gave us that guide when he told us in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, if you read it from verse 1 to verse 6, let's read it. From verse 1 to verse 6, would to God you could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. There's a reason why. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. That is the ministry of Apostle Paul, and that is the ministry of every minister. We are to espouse the believers as a chaste virgin to Christ, the husband. The next verse. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Verse 4. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit which you have not received, or another gospel which you have not accepted, you might well bear with us. That means there is another Jesus. There is another gospel. And there is another spirit. So it is not enough for you to say, you want the Holy Ghost? You want the Holy Ghost? Take it. Amen. I've emphasized this several times before. And I'll continue to say it because there's somebody hearing me for the first time. Somewhere. Somewhere we listen, somebody will listen to this message for the first time. Amen. Take it and you fall down. Certainly, you have received something. But be careful. It may not be the original spirit. Be careful. Amen. Take it. Ooh, power. Certainly, the fact that you fall down, it means there's a spirit that pushes you down. Amen. But which spirit is what I want us to know tonight? So that you know how to identify which spirit. And the Father, somebody say, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. It may not be the Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I say it may not be. And the Father, somebody is preaching and sweating and preaching and sweating and preaching and sweating. Listen very well. It may not be the gospel that has been committed into our hands. It may be another gospel. How will I know if it is another gospel? The gospel will be, we will see it later. Praise the Lord.